Well, being a fresh graduate from engineering, I was full of ideas of how I can make the state of the world a better place and how I can solve problems that people face. I have this particular idea about improving the efficiency of public transport that I would like to pursue. But I was good at the technical stuff, but not so sure, and I do not have any expertise and experience on running a business. That's why I applied to this course, because I wanted to be more well-informed, learning from the experience of other experienced entrepreneurs, and hopefully I will be able to avoid the mistakes that I will make otherwise. Yeah, I think for me, one of the key skills that I've learned from this course was the interpersonal soft skills that I acquired, which will allow me to perform well in the networking sessions or engage in a conversation with other business entrepreneurs, so that I can be confident about myself and be positive about my attitude. The virtual learning experience is the environment is a very useful platform for us to exchange ideas and discuss academic and practical discussions. But I think every system has pros and cons. The online system allows us to have the flexibility of discussing whenever we want and wherever we are that has internet access. But I find that it does lack certain dynamic you would find otherwise in the classroom. The pace is a bit slower, but I think it will also allow us to have the time that we need to think through the discussions and organize our thoughts into a well-written manner. Sure. I typically spend about one full day a week working on the VLE, going through all the readings and engaging into the discussion. But what I find is that this course is academically rigorous, and in order to do well and to learn something actually useful to you, I often find myself need to spend a bit more time than that. But everyone is trying to juggle the balls between different things, working and running the business as well, and I think we're all doing fine at the moment. Yeah, what I found the most useful throughout the course in terms that helped my development of my business plan is the two residential sessions that happened in September and March. What it does for me is that it forces me to take a step back from the everyday operation of the business and have time to think twice about the steps I have taken. And because when you're in the flow of the operations of the day-to-day running of the business, you can often have been so concentrated into the task at your hand and oversee the bigger picture and not able to spot the problems that are emerging. Having this residential sessions really helped me to realign my plan to my vision, and allow me to really think about what's the best for me in terms of the next step to take. The stage of my business is that we are talking to a first customer on a contract that hopefully they will be able to use our technology to launch a test service of the transportation service that I've been envisioning. And we have just got funding from a source of funding body within the university that funds our capital investment for us to do that. In terms of what the program actually did to contribute to my business, as well as besides the residential session, was the advice that I can get from people like Shai and Shima. They've been very helpful, and the connections that I can make through the postgraduate diploma of entrepreneurship has been very helpful for my business development as well.